Some of the fabrications are related to U.S. officials. One suspended Twitter account posted a letter allegedly sent to anthropologist Adrian Zenz, a well-known critic of China's treatment of Uyghurs in Xinjiang. The post implies that the German scholar received funding from U.S. Senator Marco Rubio and former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon. This story was republished on other websites. Senator Rubio later confirmed the letter is a forgery. In a statement to Bloomberg, he said, "It is important to expose these networks and that the Chinese Communist Party will continue to discredit its opponents in increasingly sophisticated ways." Although the propaganda campaign was massive, Mandiant researchers note that it hasn't made much of an impact. Meanwhile, FBI Director Christopher Wray testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee about Chinese espionage.
This is a problem of massive, massive scale. And to some extent, as a country, we're playing catch up on the threat. And so part of what I've got all our people doing is out there beating the bushes, interacting with the business community, the academic community.
Wray also warned that Beijing's espionage has become the greatest long-term threat to our nation's information and intellectual property.